Okay, here we are, Inner City Press, Matthew Russell Lee, here in Foley Square in front of the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We're here for day four of the U.S. versus Michael Avenatti trial. Today, now he's representing himself, and today he should be cross-examining Stormy Daniels herself, whose book advance he stole $300,000 of, according to the prosecutors. Now, his defense is that he did a good job for her, he got her a good deal, no one can understand his finances without seeing something called tabs. His bookkeeping system. Yesterday, he cross-examined his former lawyer friend and fellow California consumer lawyer shark, Sean Macias, who, in fact, referred Stormy Daniels to him as a client, got a Cartier watch for it, and then later got Avenatti, that is, a $250,000 loan from Mark Garagos. Mark Garagos didn't know Michael Avenatti except from TV, and said, famously, El Presidente, but of course. So, it seems to me, having covered both the Nike trial and this building right behind me before Judge Gardefee, that is this why Avenatti cut Garagos in on his attempt to shake down Nike? And why wasn't Garagos ever indicted or arrested for that? He was in the room when the demand was made to pay both of them millions of dollars to run a scam compliance program at Nike. Also, why was Nike portrayed as the victim and the Adidas people gone after? That's a whole other question. Here, too, is another question. Sports maybe is the hinge here. The genocide games of Guterres. The Beijing Winter Olympics began now in 8 days. And Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General, he's been written to by Uyghur groups all over the world, human rights groups, many of them cashing it in. They love access to the UN. They won't say it. I'll say it. Antonio Guterres is supporting genocide, not only in China, because he could say, well, they're a big power, blah, blah, blah. He needed them to get a second term so he could keep living in a mansion and taking money and banning the press. But he supports genocide in Cameroon. There's no genocide too small for Antonio Guterres to support. And the reason is that, like dictators all over the world, he's banned all critics. And those left in are just a bunch of zombies saying, is he deeply concerned about Syria? Well, sure he is. Cha-ching!